if you haven't quite figured out that our system, can you not cough while I'm talking?
I turned the mic off.
I gotta start the whole thing over again.
I turned the mic off. I should have.
Three pecans and an icebreaker. That's our show.
That's the show.
Woo. Today we are talking about how people order the rainbow. Apparently, Claire brought it to my attention that people have different methods of ordering colors that make up the rainbow. But I feel like I always start with, like, purple for some reason. And I go, like, purple and into, like, maybe reds and then oranges, yellows, greens, like teal and blue. Is that, where do you guys start?
So I know most people start with red because that's what we're taught in school. But like you, I usually start with purple, but it really depends on what I'm given. Like, so let's say there's a pack of color pencils, right? So for the Crayola ones, they're giving you a set with, you know, the majority of the colors. But let's say you have a more advanced set of crayons, so there's different pencils, so there's different shades of things. I'm going to order it differently depending on the shades and how the transitions work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely go Roy G. Biv because I'm basic. But also, did you say crayon?
I corrected myself, okay? Chill.
Okay, just want to make sure we are on the same page there.
What did I do last time? I think I messed up the money value. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. For all of our podcast listeners who are, like, avid, you know, fans of our show, last episode we talked about this ramen scenario where someone, like, stole a whole bunch of ramen from this truck, and Claire said it was 9,000. Well, first of all, she said it was 99,000 packets of ramen or something.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. You said it was like $100,000. She said, okay, the point is she said it was like $99,000, but then she changed it to $9,000, and that's how I did my math.
I corrected myself.
And she was probably right. I wasn't really listening.
Luke just had to bring it back up again.
I just want to be factually accurate on the show, you know, the best of the world. Mm-hmm. So that's how we order the rainbow. I think it's time to talk about our main topic, and this is a big debate. But drinks versus drinks, and what there's a couple of categories. Like, there are a lot of, like, separations with, like, coffee versus tea. Some people, like, really love tea, and, like, some people hate tea but love coffee. There's also smoothies and milkshakes, and there's also smoothie versus coffee versus tea versus milkshakes. So there's really a plethora of options that we're going to be covering, but what are y'all's thoughts on these four different drink types?
So for me, I can always go for a coffee. No matter what the coffee, I can usually go for it. One of my friends got me into French press last year, but I don't actually have a French press, so I've only had it that handful of times. But besides that, cold brew is probably one of my favorites, and you can never go wrong with, like, a regular brew coffee.
Mm. Okay, so before I start my thing, what's the difference in taste between French press, cold brew, and regular coffee? I know cold brew is sweeter.
I mean, I think it has to do with, like, obviously the way you're preparing it changes, like, the flavor and the not toxicity. What's the word? Like, the
caffeine levels
of the blend.
I think it just affects it.
And obviously the blends and stuff. So okay. I don't know too much about it, but
so my two cents on the matter. I've been drinking coffee since third grade.
Wow, that's young.
Wow.
Wait, how old are you when you're in third grade?
Nine.
Like. Nine?
Yeah.
That's really young.
Well, because my mom's a huge coffee person, and so is my German family in Canada. And so for special events, like occasions, you know, for on Easter to Christmas and stuff, we would always be given cafe au lait. So that was just like a thing. Then I started drinking coffee with milk all the time. So it was always more for flavor for me and less of the caffeine. And so I still see it that way with coffee. So oftentimes I'll still have coffee in the morning. I make cold brew in my fridge, so I'll just make a pitcher once a week, and that way in the morning I can just pour it in a to-go cup and go to class. But at night, we've always had tea in my house, so we'd always, like, make tea and watch TV. So I have tea right here. But I usually drink non-caffeinated stuff because to me it's like a nighttime thing, if that makes any sense.
So that's what I was going to ask. Like, is tea, it usually doesn't have a lot of caffeine, right? Like,
well, it depends compared on to what coffee. You get. So there's caffeinated and non-caffeinated. So caffeine in coffee doesn't do much for me unless it's really strong. But caffeine in tea, like, I won't be able to sleep if I drink it. So I do keep some caffeinated tea for when I do need to pull, like, I don't know.
All-nighters and stuff.
No, all-nighters are bad. I never pull all-nighters, but just need to stay awake, I guess.
Yeah. I'm getting more and more less sensitive to it, but I used to be really sensitive to, like, caffeine. So I couldn't have, like, coffee anytime, like, after, like, 4 or 5, because I'd be, like, up for most of the night and, like, couldn't sleep at all. So I like coffee, but I use it more to get, like, caffeine and to stay awake, but I don't love the taste of it. Like, I drink mostly, like, iced coffee, and it's usually, like, pretty sweet and stuff, but I got, like, a Chemex for Christmas, like, last year, and so since then, I've been, like, making my own coffee, and Chemexes are, like, are pretty easy, and that's, like, a good way to make it. Obviously, it's, like, you know, different from AeroPress and French press and all those things, but
it's a pour over, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. You just, like, pour it over the thing and, like, let it kind of drip. It's, like, kind of like drip coffee. But, yeah, coffee. It's funny because my mom's, like, ancestry is British, and she loves tea. I mean, like, literally she has, like, so many cups of tea a day. And I just don't like tea. And I haven't, like, tried it very recently, but I haven't ever really been a huge fan of tea.
Because I think for tea at least, I think it depends on what you get.
Yeah.
Because some things are definitely higher quality than others. But for me, like, if it's, like, a rainy day and it's cold and, like, you know, those days where you just kind of want to cozy up with a blanket, I'm a tea person all the way. Like, to me, coffee just
doesn't do it. But hot chocolate, that's what...
I mean, hot chocolate... That's what hot chocolate's for. Okay, yeah, that's true. if you're in the mood. But, like, for some people don't want something super sweet, it's, like, a zero-calorie... thing. Often, you know, it's just like an easy, you can brush your teeth and not feel bad about drinking tea after, if that makes any sense, you know.
Yeah, the only time you'll see me drinking tea is when I'm sick and I need to, like, clear my throat out.
Yeah, well, there's also, like, I feel like there's a lot more of, like, herbal teas and like good for your health, like, drinks in the tea category, and there's not so much of that in coffee. Yeah. Pretty much, like, for, like, people who love the taste of coffee or just want to get a lot of caffeine, yeah. I feel like.
Like, you're not going to find throat coat coffee, you know. That's
right,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, smoothies are a great way to basically take an entire meal in liquid form. You get all this nutrients and supplements and calories and whatnot, that you protein that you need. And it's over and done. You can put it in a cup and you get a straw, and it's very convenient. Okay. I'm a great advocate of smoothies.
I love smoothies, but I have a really bad problem. I'd eat them or drink them every day for breakfast over the summer, but they're so full of sugar because of the amount of fruit that you put in.
True.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes, like, if you have a smoothie for breakfast, you're not supposed to eat any more sugar for the rest of the day, which is almost impossible.
Right.
I personally hate putting protein powder in my smoothies. I think it's disgusting, but everyone, each their own. They replaced one of the little restaurant things on campus with a burrito bowl. And you can also get acai bowls and smoothies. But the smoothies are all from a concentrate. Like, you know how you can get orange juice in a freezer can,
right,
or whatever?
Right.
They're all like that. And they're like $5 smoothies, which is so dumb. Because it's not real, and it just makes my heart sad. Since we're, like, in the smoothies versus milkshakes, they also have a quote-unquote cookie dough smoothie,
that's definitely not
literally
healthy.
It's just, like, cookie dough flavor and, like, yogurt. And I was like,
does sound really good, though.
I don't know. Cookie dough and yogurt does not sound all that great.
Yeah, like, it's not even,
you
like,
don't know
skim milk
until
or whatever
you know
the ingredients. It's just cookie dough and yogurt.
Luke
and
just hears
smoothie,
two
apparently
things he likes, and he's never tried them together. So he's like, maybe they'll be good together.
I do like yogurt, and I love cookie dough.
Try
so
it. Try
it.
Just sounds
see
like what
a dream
happens
come true.
Yeah. I know, for me, it's actually really funny that we bring this up now, because I'm actually on a smoothie binge, because I just found out that
the other campus of my school has a smoothie shop on it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's the campus I'm going
to. I just found this out, and, like, every time I'm on main campus, I'll get a smoothie. But I wish there was a shake place, because I would definitely get a shake before a smoothie.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it also depends where you're getting them from, but, like, with most drinks, obviously, there's, like, a quality to smoothies and, obviously, coffee and tea. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you go to, like, a Smoothie King or something like that, generally, they do have a lot of, like, more healthier choices. Like you're saying, like, if you are trying to avoid sugar, you can usually get, like, fitness blends and stuff like that. I, on the other hand, really enjoy the Take a Break blends. It's a great category of Smoothie King. And it's the Take a Break blends. It's the actual official name of those smoothies. And it is usually just a lot of sugar. I put protein powder in there. I try and be healthy. I dabble. But, you know.
Yes.
I do like to.
Okay, but what about milkshakes? I mean, obviously those aren't very healthy at all. I mean, you know, they're much more like a dessert. But what do you guys like milkshakes?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big milkshake person, but I don't really drink them a lot because they're so terrible. But for here, if we're craving a milkshake, we just go to Cookout, which honestly didn't know existed before I came to Nashville, even though it's a chain, which is dumb.
Ditto.
They have them in Atlanta, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
There's only a handful, though.
I found a website, and it rates all of the Cookout milkshakes for, like, different things. So, like, how thick it is, how flavorful it is, how accurate.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't know if you've ever been, but Cookout has, like, 40-something flavors of milkshakes.
That's crazy.
And they are good. So.
Yeah, for me, I actually, so I've heard this, and it sounded believable, but milkshakes can actually be good for you if you're weight training, because it does have a lot of the chocolate and the sugars and the protein that you need to recover.
Yeah.
So, Luke, they're good for you.
Hey.
In moderation.
You don't have to sell me on them.
Like, I'm not going to, like, down, like, 3 milkshakes, but, like.
I mean, I might, but.
Yeah. Luke would.
I also was, like, in the last year or so, I mean, it sounds pretty obvious, but, like, we made a couple milkshakes, like, at home, and I did not realize how much ice cream it takes. Yeah. And obviously you can make, like, different, obviously put more milk than ice cream and stuff, and changes, like, the thickness, whatnot. But, like, viscosity, that's a great word for that.
That's a throwback term.
Wow. But it takes a lot of ice cream. Like, I get those, like, what are they, half-gallon Bluebell ice cream? Is it, like, half a gallon? Whatever. Like, and it takes, like, a good quarter of that to make a, maybe, like, an 8-ounce milkshake.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it does take a lot.
Your milkshakes are basically melted ice cream.
Yeah, especially the ones at Cookout. It's basically a pint of ice cream.
Yeah, no, it's like the chocolate ones are so thick. Like, you can't, don't bother with the straw.
Yeah, you gotta use a spoon. Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, if you're in the, I guess it was last week. That was only the second time I've ever gone to Cookout and gotten a milkshake. And so I don't feel that bad about it.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. The coffee versus tea versus smoothie versus milkshake debate finally settled. You can sleep soundly tonight. I know I will with this milkshake that I'm going to have. I mean, I did just have ice cream cake, so it's basically a milkshake.
Look at you.
It's Dealer's Choice.
Woo!
Moving on, it's time for Dealer's Choice. And then we'll have the intro. And then I'll go, Trevor, have you thoughts on your Dealer's Choice?
Yeah, you know, and this was actually a topic that we were kicking around to be, like, the main topic of an episode. But right now I'm thinking of how to stay positive all the time and how to keep having a good time all the time.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Good topic.
Please tell us more.
So, like, I don't know. I like to think I'm a pretty positive person. If you ever see me hanging out with Luke and Clear, you'll probably see me say, I'm having a great time, everybody. And I don't know. For me, it's just, like, focusing on the good parts and trying to figure out the stuff about the bad parts that don't really, like, work with the good parts. And that's my motive for life.
Trevor just has a built-in filtering system to where, like, anything that happens, he's just like, I'm having a great
time. I'm fine.
This is fine.
You know that picture? It's like a dog and there's a burning house and it's just, I'm fine.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about?
It is literally the meme of the year for me. I've showed so many people or shown so many people that meme. It's amazing. And it's basically Trevor.
Yeah. Thoughts, Luke?
I think staying positive is a great way to go through life because being negative is not as fun.
Totem Malotally, you just gotta say fun something.
It is. It takes more energy to be more negative if you think about it. I mean, like in some ways.
Yeah.
Like the whole like it takes more muscles to what is it to yeah. Well, it's not
takes nine muscles to smile and think 30 something to frown. That could be wrong. Don't take my word on that.
Proved by science. You're welcome. Physics.
Yeppers peppers.
I guess for me, I've just noticed this over the past few weeks, but I've always been a really big procrastinator. And so if I have time to not do things, then I won't do them. But if I have zero time in my schedule, I have no other option but to do them and to distract myself from the negative things that are happening because I don't have another option. And the only way to get all my stuff done is to be positive about it. So that's become super relevant over the past, like I said, the past few weeks, and then going to be this year. So to me, it's a matter of fact of staying busy and just being content with like life and yourself. And it's okay not to be positive, like completely happy 100% of the time.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I like have a similar personality in that like if I'm staying busy and I'm like constantly doing things, it actually makes me feel more productive and I do feel better about like, you know, the week and like what I have to do and stuff. And so like, I think scheduling stuff out is a huge thing. So making sure you're always like doing stuff because otherwise you get free time and it's just like Netflix.
It's so nice. Yeah.
So yeah.
Like the only free time I have, for example, I go to the gym because I still want that in my day and it's like the me time alone. But my roommate, on the other hand, she's like, oh, well, make sure I'm a good roommate and I'll, like, make you play Wii with me. I was like, I hope you understand. The only time I have, I'm not going to spend it on a screen.
Yeah.
And I think that's important is to get off the screen, too. Because it's such a time suck.
Yeah, I've been trying to read at least 30 minutes a day this semester. So far, I've been doing pretty good with it because I have to... I'm on the bus 2 days a week going to main campus, and I'll read on the bus and all that fun stuff. It's pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, doing those like little things every day, I think it makes a huge difference to staying productive. And I know we're kind of shifting topics, but like doing like I do the same thing, like reading every day. And one of you said that you were like trying to write a song or two a month or something. But
that was
like,
also me.
Oh yeah, nice. Well, having those goals, I think makes a difference.
Oh my God. Okay. So Renee and I were at Target yesterday. For those of you listening, Renee is my roommate. And we're in the dollar section and we found this mini Star Wars backpack and it's about 6 inches big. But it has a Wookiee on it and she put it on her backpack. So it's a backpack for her backpack.
Aww. 6 inches big.
Yeah. It was like $1.50, like tall. It's like 6 inches tall.
Wow.
She's tiny.
It's like a phone.
I mean, my phone is, my phone. That's a small backpack. I've never seen a backpack that size. Well, do you have your dealer's choice in mind that you'd like to?
Yeah, so I thought of this right before we started recording. So,
like most of this planning occurs 5 minutes before we go live.
So I don't know about you guys, but I'm a really big fan of Takis.
I've heard
it's
of
really.
Them.
Okay, do you know what they are, though?
Yeah, like, I know where they are.
I don't. You might want to explain.
So, basically, it's like these chips, but they're... Okay, think of a Dorito, but rolled up. So, like, the triangle chip rolled up. So, it's about the like, thickness of a pencil, and they're really heckin' spicy. Like, they're bright red, like hot Cheetos, but way spicier. I was also at Target yesterday. And I saw that they had Starburst, but spicy Starburst.
What?
And so I know that.
What?
So
I've never seen
that. South American candy is spicy and has chili pepper in it. Chili pepper? I don't freaking know. And so I was just
Claire. Pronounced chile.
Chile. No. I was just wondering what your opinion on is like the spicy and sweet. Thing because they're sweet and sour and sweet and salty, whatever, but spicy and sweet.
When it comes to candies, It's sweet and never spicy. I can promise.
Yeah, I feel like spicy is would just be weird. Yeah. I also am not a huge like spicy food person, so I probably wouldn't love them. But
I've had lollipops before. One of the like more popular candies is watermelon lollipops, but it's literally coated in pepper.
Interesting. What?
It's really strange. It's
where
like
do you find these foods?
I mean, I don't know. I just like going to international markets and stuff and seeing what I can find.
I was gonna say because I've never seen any of those at Target.
Oh no! I mean, you can get them in pinatas a lot. I've noticed too.
So you would probably buy a whole pinata just to get that?
You can find them. Dude, you live so close to Buford Highway. You can find them anywhere along there.
Yeah.
Go to Plaza Fiesta.
I don't make it a habit to go on get Buford out Highway. Much. You know what? I do. I do try. Mm-hmm. I was out today, I'll have you know, and I was out for most of the day yesterday. Yep. And
Luke, I just give you a hard time. I know you leave your house.
I leave on a regular, on a weekly basis. Get any one or two times out of the month, I'm out. Given that,
I'm proud of you. I'm, good for you.
I'm productive. Well, that has been it for this podcast. I hope you have all enjoyed listening to Three Pecans and an Icebreaker. We are on episode 4 now, and for any of you that are listening, we do want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Mom.